The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Big game for the Republic of Ireland tonight, Jennifer
Huge
Green.
Huge game. Yeah.
Do you know anything about this?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, Hit me.
I wouldn't want to take the moment from you.
Okay, well, we are currently sitting third in the group. There's two games left. Hardest two games. We've got Germany at home tonight.
Yeah.
And Poland away on Sunday evening, right?
How do you think we're going to do?
I think we're going to win.
Okay.
Now, we were thinking about who could we get on today to discuss this. Big games. Somebody's done it all. Played in the big games for Ireland. Not only played in the big games.
Yeah.
But scored against Germany.
1994.
Look at you. Gary Kelly, good morning.
Morning, Nico. Thanks.
Not too bad, buddy. How are you?
Oh, great. Yeah, thanks very much for having us on.
Listen, not at all. Pleasure. You did score against Germany, guys. Can you remember anything about it?
Vaguely, Nicky. It was a good 20 years ago, all right. In the prime, as they say. I remember just going over. Germany was just one of the world-class teams at the time, which they are at the moment as well. So we just sort of went there with nothing to lose. It was the warm-up for the 94 World Cup. And we just happened to take the scalp on the night. So, please God, tonight will be the same.
Hey, can you remember, guys, who played in goal against Germany or for Germany that night?
No, haven't a clue. I really, really don't. It was one of those, Nick. It's so far back. You need a program or something like that to remember. You know, it's just one of those. And a lot of things has happened since. So looking back, I really can't remember. But I remember getting Rudy Fowler's jersey after. So that's a big highlight.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
so I remember that.
It was Ilgner. Bodo Ilgner, I think his name was.
You didn't know that because you're a keeper.
Yeah, listen. But listen, guys. We have the clip. This is what was on. You probably never heard this. This was what was on German television live when the game was happening, right? So it's in German. But you get a little name check at the end. Are you listening?
Right,
have a listen to this.
Riskant gemacht von Thomas Berthold, hat Glück gehabt. Schlecht von Wagner. Und Tor! Der Youngster Gary Kelly. Gary Kelly. Es ist ja nicht zu glauben in seinem dritten Länderspiel.
And at the end of that, he says, youngster Gary Kelly, he's absolutely crap, but he's after scoring a goal.
I got that picture, all right. You haven't been to Germany since.
To be honest, what I loved actually as well, Gary, just before you score that was... Cascarino scored as well, and all you can hear is la 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 la. Donny Cascarino.
Yeah, it sounds everything but German there. All right. As I say, Nicky, you know it's all that's all a blow now, so it is. But hopefully the lads tonight now really looking forward to the match, going up to it. So it's great, exciting times as well, because Scotland's sort of keeping us up there as well. Because if we slip up, they're just going to overtake us, you know.
Yeah, you know it's a massive, massive, massive game. So it's 10:30 now. Kickoff is 7:45 or so. What do you reckon the lads are doing or thinking now in a big game? Like, you know, you played against the big game against Holland. I know you got sent off in that game. We won't mention
that.
Yeah,
no problem. But we won after that. But that was me. That was me orders off Mick McCarthy. Get rid of that Overmars. He's going to destroy us.
What are the lads thinking now, guys? Would they be nervous?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the nerves are kicking 48 hours before, you know what I mean? But some lads have different routines, Nicky. I know when we with Jack and Mick, we used to go for a walk in Malahide just to get out, stretch the legs. But I know, but I think the next few hours now, they'll be just have the pre-match meal probably around 12:30, get their heads down for a few hours, sort out the tickets, bits and pieces, and just start focusing. But no, I'm sure they're professional enough now, probably 2 days before the game, switch on and you want to get your force pass to the... to your own player and just start well. If we start well, I think we're well able to get a result tonight.
Do you think we can? Like, I mean, obviously Germany are the world champions. Do you think we can win tonight?
Oh yeah, because it's one of those, especially when Irish sports sort of come up against the big giants, you know what I mean? Everyone just get that buzz around Dublin, buzz around the country that, you know, we could do it tonight, you know what I mean? So yeah. Hopefully, I know we're missing Seamus as well and a few others, but I'm sure Martin O'Neill can pick a team that we can go out there, cause them problems, as you say, if we can just, the old cliche of Jack, put them under pressure and take from there and hopefully, as you say, at the end of the night, that we're still sort of thereabouts, and then go to Poland and look after them as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Those glory years of Irish football, and you were obviously heavily involved in 1994. We've kind of missed those the last few years, haven't we? We haven't, like, there's a lot of kids that have grown up now the last 15, 20 years, haven't seen any of that.
Yeah, we did a little taste of it, so we had in the Euros, but it sort of didn't go to plan over there.
Yeah.
But the boys will always try their best, you know what I mean? I know an awful lot of kids now at the moment are sort of into the rugby, because the rugby lads are flying. Really.
Yeah.
You have to take your hat off to them, you know, they're sort of keeping the sort of energy there in Irish sport. But as you say, soccer's just up there in the wall. Everyone sort of loves the football side of things. And like Dublin's hopping at the moment, but them getting the All Ireland, and the kids just want things that, you know, go and support the country and big competitions, and for the dads to bring them as well. I think the dads are missing the trips away as well. So please God, we can get back to there this summer, Nick.
Excellent. Well, listen, I know I met you at the last game, Gaz, and I know now that you finished playing, you're a big fan. You still go to the games and
I'll
stuff.
I'll be up tonight. Yeah, I'll probably buy you a pint.
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, we'll hold you to that.
Are you walking tomorrow? I'm getting you in trouble.
No. And we'll have a pint tonight, Gaz. Do not worry. I'll
Jenny,
hold you to
that. Very much.
No worries, Gary.
All listen, right, brilliant, Gaz. Thanks a million, Gary.
No,
Kelly,
bother,
everybody.
Thanks very much.
Cheers,
bye.
Mate. Bye.
You're only having one pint tonight, Nicky. All right.
I love a few.
Can I just say,
if this doesn't get you in the mood,
wouldn't this be a great first dance? I'm just saying.
Jenny, think sport. Think what the lads are thinking now,
you know,
as Gaz said.
For someone who doesn't like sport at all, it'd be perfect. The irony.
They're having their little breakfast. They're going, come on. Lads, it's time. This is your time.
Are any of them breastfeeding, I wonder?
Don't let us down.